Good afternoon. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. Another round of winter weather may be headed our way just in time for the weekend. We'll keep an eye on the sky. Stay tuned for the latest weather forecast after our news. A group from Henderson County has just returned from Haiti. Dr. Lance Plyler says nothing can compare to the destruction the group saw. The group included Plyler, Reverend Mark Honeycutt, Doug Ducker, Jim Rivas, and Mark Williams, and they went through the Christian Agricultural Mission Service. The group left here January 16th, 4 days after the quake, and was one of the first rescue groups on the ground. Meanwhile, two doctors from Transylvania County are now in country. Dr. Angus Graham, an orthopedic surgeon, left Miami Sunday with a team of 10 organized by Compassion International, a Christian relief group. He will be in Haiti for 8 days. Dr. Ora Wells, a Brevard pediatrician, left for Haiti's capital last week. The National Park Service says a 39-year-old woman was killed in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park when trees fell on the car she was riding in. The Park Service says Tanya Renee Eichler of Sevierville was in the passenger seat of a Nissan on Newfound Gap Road when several large trees fell on the car Sunday evening. The driver and the juvenile passenger were able to escape. A passing motorist used a chainsaw to try to free her, but she was pronounced dead at the scene by emergency responders. The Heart of Brevard's having their annual legal and operational business assessment this coming Thursday. The topic is what you can reasonably do to maximize the legal and functional health of your local business. That workshop will be from 8:30 in the morning till 10:30 at the Blue Ridge Innovation Network in the Applied Technology Building, room 206 at Blue Ridge Community College here in Brevard. And the workshop is open to any business located in Brevard and the surrounding areas of Western North Carolina. To register, you can call Elaine Hanville at Blue Ridge Community College at 828-694-1779. In sports, the Lady Cats of Western Carolina lost to Davidson last night, 75-65. The Western men beat the College of Charleston, 109-90. The Brevard College Lady Tornadoes lost to North Greenville, 71-64. And the latest high school basketball polls are out. Brevard's Blue Devils received honorable mention again in the 2A division. Tonight we will have the game for them live as they travel to play at Tuscola in Waynesville. We'll have that beginning right about 6:30 tonight. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu.